Parashat Vayishlach.
We'd like to discuss the Ezras Hashem for a few moments this evening. The pasuk Vayiro Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzer Loi. Perek Lamed Beis pasuk Ches. And Yaakov became very afraid. He'd just been informed that Esav was on his way back, accompanied no less than 400 soldiers. Vayiro Yaakov Ma'oid Vayetzer Loi, became frightened, he became very afraid. So we all know the famous Gemara, which Rashi quotes, and the Gemara in fact asks, why was he afraid? Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise him in last week's parasha, Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, I will guard you wherever you go. You'll always be safe, nothing can happen to you, so there's nothing to be afraid. Yes, he'd heard that 400 of Esav's soldiers were on his way, and naturally one should, of course, be afraid, but not when you've been promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech. So the Gemara tells us, it's a Gemara in Brachas, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, three words, Shemo Yigroim Hachit. Shemo Yigroim Hachit. That perhaps I've sinned, and if I've sinned, then maybe I'm no longer subject to this promise. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, perhaps that's non-applicable anymore, and that's why I'm afraid. So it's this Maimah Chazal would like to discuss a little bit, because it definitely needs explanation. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make the promise conditional. He didn't actually say to him, Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, yes, I will guard you under all circumstances, except if Yoivan Aveira. It did, the Chayra, sound like it was an all-encompassing promise. Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, whatever happens to you, wherever you go, you will be safe. Why was Yaakov therefore afraid that, no, maybe I have sinned, and I'm no longer worthy of this promise, Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, and therefore I'm afraid of Esav and his merry men? So we like to introduce a very big yesod tonight, and those of you who are with us on Monday night in the Bitochin Vat, Chedus Havov Shara Bitochin, then this yesod is something that we've referred to, although we haven't discussed it in length, but tonight in Mitzvah Hashem we will. The Chedus Havovos, in his introduction, in his Psicha to Shara HaBitochin, long before he ever begins actually talking about what bitochin is and what you have to be boiteach in and how is it that you come about to levels of bitochin, long before he gets there, he has a lengthy introduction. And in his introduction, he, as it were, markets bitochin. He tells us bitochin. He explains to us, why would you want to become a baal bitochin? Before we even discuss, says the Chovos Habonis, the mechanics of bitochin, but his introduction, why would you want to be a baal bitochin? So he describes there the tremendous, serene, tranquil life of the one who is a baal b'teach. He has the menuchas hanefesh, which cannot possibly exist without bitochin, and therefore surely that's the most rewarding existence. Why would you not want to have bitochin? But he says there the following line. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, is mashkiach, supervises, looks after those who are boiteach in him. Mi mipnei she'im einenu boiteach b'elokim, because if you're not reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and rather boiteach b'zulosai, you're going to be boiteach in someone or something else. Says the Chovos Havovos, do you know what happens then? Mishud boiteach bezulas Hashem, if you're boiteach in any other koyach, meisir ho Elohim hashkochosei me'olov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his hashkocha from him, umeiniach oisoi, and places him beyad, in the hands of Mi Shabotach Olof. Whoever you've placed your trust in, that's your address. If you place your trust in me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I am your Mashkiach. There's a special Hashkocha for those who are Boiteach in Hashem. If you remove your betochen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his hashkacha from you. That's the big chiddush of the Chovos HaLevavos. Fascinating, important chiddush. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, conducts business, as it were, with us. It's a mirror. As Reb Chaim Volozhin famously writes, the pasuk Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. If you move your hand to the right, there's a shadow on the right. To the left, to the left. So our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that of a shadow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts, relates to us in the way that we relate to Him. If we boiteach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel secure, I'm attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach over you. You want to remove yourself from Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed respond by removing that Havtocha, by removing that Hashkocha. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, where is this demonstrated? How do I know this principle? It's a tremendous chiddush. So he says, I get it from a pasuk. The pasuk, we say every single day, at the end of Uvah Letzion, Baruch HaGeber Asher Yiftach Bashem, V'hoyo Hashem Mivtachoi. Now if you stop and think about that pasuk, doesn't it sound a bit tautologous? It's a double lashon. Baruch HaGeber, praise, blessed is the person, Baruch HaGeber Asher Yiftach Bashem, V'hoyo Hashem Mivtachoi, Yivboiteach in Hashem. Isn't it just the same thing twice? So the redak on that pasuk, and this is obviously what the Chovos HaLevavos means as well, says very, very brief words, but this says it all. He says, no, it's not a double lashon at all. Im yivtach boy, if you are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then v'hoyo Hashem mivtachoi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your mivtach. What does that mean, he becomes your mivtach? Meaning that special hashkacha that the Chovos HaLevavos was describing. So it really is the traffic going in both directions. Baruch HaGeber Asher Yivtach Bashem, if you are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what happens as a result? V'hoyo Hashem Mivtach, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your security. And if you're boiteach in something else other than Hashem, then that something else will become your security. As secure as you can be in the hands of anybody else but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So this is the tremendous chiddush of the Chovos HaLevavos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with us, his hashkacha over us, is exactly commensurate with the amount that we are boiteach in him. If you feel attached, secure, bitochen, in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises you with a tremendous special hashkacha, which we will define in a moment. You remove yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes himself from you. Baruch HaGeber Asher Yivtach Bashem, if you're boiteach Bashem, then V'hoyo Hashem Mivtachoi. That's the secret over here. What does it exactly mean? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his hashkacha? I mean, after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach of the whole world. Nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supervision. So clearly, what's being referred to over here must be different levels of Hashkacha. Different levels of Hashkacha. And the Yesod is to be found in the Ramban. The Ramban is not Al HaTorah. The Ramban is in Iyov, Perek Lamed Vav. Where the Ramban writes this very principle, and he says, Tzadikim have a special shmira. Tzadikim have a special shmira. Do you know why? Because libam ve'einehem, their hearts and their eyes are always with the Rabbeinu Shalom. They're always connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And if they're always connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Cain, so too, the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are connected to him. Again, two-way traffic. If the eyes of the tzaddik are always focused, kaviyachol, on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then the eyes of Hashem are focused on him. What does that mean, the eyes of Hashem? The hashkacha, hashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, therefore, yeh nishmar tomid, he will always be protected, Mikol, now listen to these words carefully, Mikol Mikre Hazman. Mikre, any happenstance, any mikrim, he will be protected for. V'yishtamer mehen b'neis. And he will be miraculously saved from all natural happenings. That's the life and the existence of a tzaddik who's dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukefi kirvosai. And the closer you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yishtamer shmira mu'ula. The closer you are, the more shmira you have in a supernatural way. V'harochoik min hakeil, but if you distance yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if not to the extent that you're a Rasha, Gomor, and Chayev Misa, do you know what happens to that person? Mushulach, he gets sent lemikrim. What does mikrim mean? Mikra, we translate as happens to be. Of course, this means teva. So the Ramban has taught us the secret over here in the Chayra. This is what the Chayra Sabolasa means. When we talk about somebody who is sent to Mikrim, now we mustn't obviously translate that naturally and literally. Nothing is a Mikra in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs operations, everything that happens in the world. But what it means is, and Rabbi said, this is the story that we wanted to share tonight. Even what we call Teva, nature, is of course also in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a mareches called Teva. It's as it were the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a way that has natural, quote unquote, mechanisms. So if you plant a seed and it rains and it all works out nicely, it will grow, quote unquote, naturally. That's also a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could ensure that it doesn't rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can ensure that you won't get hold of a seed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can ensure that you don't have a field to plant it in, etc., etc., etc. But once these things are in place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, as it were, quote unquote, take a step back and let nature take its course. That's one type of hashkacha. It's also hashkacha. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling all the strings, but he's doing it via the medium of teva. Somebody who's dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's he zeicha to? To transcend teva. And that's what the Ramban says. He's yishtamer min haneis. He is miraculously spared and saved from mikrim. The forces of nature will not be subject to him, because he is above nature. He's running on an altogether different plane. His hashkacha is totally different to that of the one who is not dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban is Ma'arich, and he says that actually I found this yesod in the Rambam, in the Moreh Nevuchim, and he doesn't bring, but the Ramban himself in Parshas Vayera says again a very similar yesod. This is the big principle. So if we come back to the Chayos HaLvavos, if somebody is boiteach b'Hashem, what did the Chovos HaVavos say? How rewarding that is. Because if you're not, and you don't attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you attach yourself to someone or something else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meisir hashkachosei, removes his hashkacha. We said, what does that mean, he removes his hashkacha? Everything is under the auspices, under the supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now we understand. What it means is, if you're boiteach in forces of nature, in human beings, for example, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, so they will be the medium through which your operations are directed. If you're boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you transcend all of that. You transcend all of that. So what would be, for example, the classic dogma of this? The classic dogma will be in next week's parsha. Yosef HaTzadik is languishing in jail, and he asks the Sarai Mashkin, do me a favor, can you get me out? And what happened, as we know, he forgot, and he ended up languishing another 2 years in jail. And Chazal come with a criticism of Yosef HaTzadik, where was his bitochen? Now, of course, this is a whole subject in itself, because don't we know, you're not supposed to rely on a miracle, and you're supposed to do your hishtadlus, so what was wrong with that hishtadlus? That's a subject for another day. But whatever it was, Yosef HaTzadik was criticized over here on his obvious, very lofty madrega for a lack of bitachon. So we now understand, therefore, what happens after that. If there's a lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so where is Yosef's bitachon? It's actually in the Sar HaMashkin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. So your hatzlacha or lack of will indeed be dependent on the Sar HaMashkin. And if he forgets about you for 2 years, well then you're stuck for 2 years. Not so much as a punishment. Rather, you have now switched tracks. If you'd be Beiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you could be Zeicha to a special Hashkocha, Yishtameh B'neis, a miracle can happen. Even if it doesn't see any light at the end of the tunnel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu overnight could suddenly make sure that you are released from jail. But you didn't do that. And where did you place your Bitochim? In the Sar HaMashkin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if you have switched track, then so do I. Hashem Tzulcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. So if you're now investing your hope and your trust in the Sar HaMashkin, then whether or not you end up in jail will depend on the Sar HaMashkin. And if he forgets about you, well, I'm sorry, you're stuck in jail for 2 years. The Chovos HaLevavos, in his continuation, and you obviously will remember this, those who are in Avad, talks about the famous alchemist. What's the alchemist? The alchemist was a phenomenon that existed, obviously, several hundred years ago, in which somebody deluded everybody and he forged metal and made people think that it was gold and zahav, and he made millions from it. So it would seem to be that he leads the most calm, assured existence. He's got money on his fingertips. Whatever he wants, you need a scrap piece of metal, I can convert it into gold or silver at a cut price bargain of $10,000. So the Chovos HaLevavos is marich to explain he's not so secure after all. In fact, 10 reasons why the person who's Beiteach Hashem is far, far, far more b'menuchas ha-nefesh in the Baal Alchemia, the alchemist. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, for example, the alchemist may well have a very, very cushy existence, but when he does this whole trickery of switching metal into gold, which of course he doesn't, it's all one big forgery, but he needs a whole bunch of materials to stir his potions and to get people to think that's what's happening. And what happens if he runs out of materials? If he runs out of materials, then he's stuck. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, but the Baal Bitochim, he's never stuck. There's such thing as running out of materials. What's the example, says the Chovos HaLevavos? Like Elio Anovi. Elio Anovi, remember, was outside, he was running away from Achav and Ezevel. So how's he supposed to eat food? He was languishing in the Midbar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent birds, Oirvim, and they delivered him food. So there's no such thing as being high and dry, running out of materials. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send the Oirvim. So now, let's stop. What's the big question? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send Oirvim, then he can send Oirvim to the alchemist as well. So if he runs out of materials, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send more materials with the Oirvim. And the answer is, of course he can, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't. Why not? Because he's not Boiteach in Hashem. He's Boiteach in his money. He's Boiteach in his materials. Well, when your material runs out, then your success runs out with it. But Elio HaNavi is not Boiteach in his own Koyach, his own chochmo, his own materials. He's Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaGeber Sheyitlech Hashem. You're Boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hoyo Hashem Miftachoi. So this therefore is the big yesoi that emerges from the Ramban and the Chovos HaLevavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with us depends absolutely on our connection to him. The closer we become to him, the more we are Boiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we are Zeicha to this miraculous Hashkocha, where food can be delivered through Oirvim. We remove ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so not as a punishment, but rather you have switched channel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu switches channel as well. Now, did you ever notice every single day we daven, there's a bracha on bitachon. Which bracha is that? Al HaTzadikim. You say, Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChasidim. What's the bakasha? we say, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'sein Sachar Toiv, L'chol HaBoitchim V'Shimcha Be'emes. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grant reward to all those who are Boiteach in you, V'sim Chalkeinu Imoem Lo'olam. We should also have our Chelek amongst them as well. We finish off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishon U'Miftach L'Tzadik. This bracha is the most puzzling bracha in the entire Shemoneh Esrei. It's the most puzzling bracha in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Why is it a puzzling bracha? The same Sachar Toiv, why are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reward for bitochen? Firstly, bitochen, I saw this kasha in the name of the stipler, bitochen is not a mitzvah as such. So who says he deserves any reward? And if he does deserve reward, then why are we singling out bitochen? Why don't we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give a sechar to all those who put tefillin on every day? Why that could be bitochen? Furthermore, how do you understand the end of the bracha? Baruch Atu Hashem, Mishon U'Miftach L'Tzadikim. If you look at every single bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, the chasima, the way the bracha finishes off, always matches and contains in it the bakosha that you have just mentioned. So if, for example, you say, Refa'enu, what's the bakosha? Please heal us. Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifeich Olam Yisrael. That makes sense. Boreich Oleinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevoreich Hashonim. Why am I saying, Shema Koileinu? Because Baruch Atah Hashem, you are the Shemei Atzilon. What was the bakosha over here? The bakasha was, please give schar to the ones who are boiteach in you. So what should the bracha have concluded with? Baruch Atah Hashem, ha-noisein schar la-boitchim boi. What does it say? Baruch Atah Hashem, mishon u'miftach la-tzadikim. How does that chasima reflect the bakasha at all? In light of what we've explained, it's hafla v'fela. Bitochen indeed is not a mitzvah. But what is? Not the reward. But what's the result of bitochen? What happens if a person is boiteach b'Hashem? As we've just said, Baruch ha-geber ha-sheyiftach b'Hashem, v'hoyo Hashem miftachoi. The sechar of bitochoi, not to be translated as reward, but rather, the result of bitochen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your miftach. That's what the Chavos of Olos taught us. If you boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes your Mivtach. In which case, we understand the bracha perfectly. The same Sachar Toiv L'chol HaBoitchem. The same Chalkeinu Imoyim Roilam. I also want to be one of those tzaddikim who are boiteach b'Hashem. Why do you want to be that? Because Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishon U'Miftach, to who? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Mivtach to? The tzaddikim. So therefore the chasima of the bracha absolutely matches the bakasha of the bracha. So now let's come back to Yaakov Avinu. If we have explained the yesod of the Ramban, the yesod of the Chovos HaLevavos, as mentioned it's the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, and there are many, many sources for this. And that is that the hashkocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises each individual, is not uniform. Every person decides for himself what type of hashkocha he's going to be zeicher to. The closer he is dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he is zeicher to this extra special, miraculous hashkocha. You remove yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'd rather attach myself to a Sar HaMashkin, well then you can't be zeicher to this miraculous hashkocha. So it will come about through natural means. Your exit from jail will depend on natural forces, namely the Sar HaMashkim. And if he forgets about you, you're stuck. And if the Baal Alchemia runs out of materials, then he's not going to have food delivered at his doorstep by the Oruvim. Why not? Because he's not on that channel. He's on an altogether different track. But if you are dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then, as the Ramban told us, Yishtamer Benes, then you are protected miraculously min hamikrim. Natural, quote-unquote, forces cannot have any control over you. And if you run out of food, no problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deliver it with Oirvim. V'hoyo Hashem Miftachay. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishon Mivtoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the Mivtoch. To who? La Tzadikim. Who are Tzadikim? The Baalei Bitochim. Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChassidim. La'or HaDvorim, we can suggest, and I was very excited to find, there is a sefer, Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander. He has many, many volumes. But one of his volumes is called Emuna V'Hashkocha V'Hashem. And there is a lengthy essay about the subject, and he brings the Ramban you mentioned, and he discusses Yaakov Avinu, and he says the following there as well. We can suggest that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu, Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech, what was he in fact saying? You will be zaycha to the shmira. That was the words of the Ramban as well. Yishtamer b'neis. Miraculously, b'chol asher teilech, it makes no difference wherever you go. Whatever happens to you, you will be zaycha to a miraculous existence. Nothing can get the better of you. So we asked, that wasn't conditional. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, but one second, in a small print at the bottom of the page, this depends on. But the Ramban has already taught us that this miraculous type of existence is conditional. What is it conditional on? Your dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How close you are to the Rabbein Shul. So Yaakov says, Shema Yigrim HaChait. Maybe I've sinned. And if I've sinned, I've distanced myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I've distanced myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm no longer zoicha to this special haftacha of Mishon Miftach LaTzadikim. Because who says I am a tzaddik? So what's going to happen to me now? If I switch track and chas v'shalom dan an aveira, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will switch track in response. And he will interact and relate to me differently as well. So therefore, I will be living, quote-unquote, a natural type of existence. If you're living in the natural world and you see 400 armed soldiers coming in your direction, then obviously what happens? Of course he's afraid. Of course he's frightened. And what's therefore Yaakov's response? Out of fear of having switched track and entered the realm of Teva and Mikrim, he now has to conduct himself accordingly. So how does he conduct himself? In natural forms. He sends a bribe to Esau. He sets up a battle strategy, splits up the camp. Those are all natural means. Why is he conducting himself in this way? Because he himself indeed is concerned that that's now the type of hashkocha he's going to be zeicher to. But didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise him, Ushmartich b'chol asher teilech? Yes, indeed he did. But if you're no longer dovuk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then you're now in a different masal. You're in a different channel. He brings over there, indeed, the Sifsei Chaim, exactly this principle from the Ramak, the Moshe Kol Devira, the Baal Tema Devira, and Sifsei Chaim indeed says that when it says that Yaakov Avinu was afraid, it doesn't mean he was afraid to the extent that maybe I've done an Avera and I'm Chayav Misa. If he really held he was Chayav Misa, what's the help to send the bribe to Esau? If you're Chayav Misa, you're Chayav Misa. So that wasn't his fear. What was his fear? And I'm quoting these words. He says, rather, he was concerned that Eineni b'madrega, I'm no longer on that level, that I am assured mikol hamikrim, that I can transcend nature b'hashkocha protis miyuchedes. And therefore, if I've now switched lanes, I've done chet on Yaakov's lofty level, obviously, and I'm worried, therefore, that I'm no longer zeicha to this extra special miraculous hashkocha, so I'm now running the route of Teva. And therefore I need to interact also and conduct myself in natural means. So he sets up a battle strategy and he sends a bribe. These are all hishtadlus b'darkei ha-teva. In fact, the Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, says that what in fact is happening, what we are learning from Yaakov, hishtadel v'kol choychei, did a tremendous hishtadlus. Why was he doing such a hard hishtadlus? And the answer is because he was worried that because of his chait, what had happened, he'd switched out. He'd now zoned out of the super miraculous hashkocha that the Chovos Havavos and the Rambam has taught us. So Mamela, this is the way we can understand. And we say this pasuk and this tefillah every single day of our lives. Therefore, it's kedai to think about it. Baruch HaGeber Hashem Nif Asher Yivtach Vashem. What is the result of that? As we explained, the sachar, not the prize, not the reward. Who says there's a reward for bitachon? Bitachon is not a mitzvah. But it's rewarding. Because then, V'hoyo Hashem Miftachoy, you are zeicher, that tremendous menuchas hanefesh that comes about through the extra special hashkochas Hashem. The same sachar toiv l'cha aboitchim m'shimcha v'emes. What is that reward? Not the reward. It's the result of bitachon for those who are tzadikim. Because Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishon u'mivtoch la'tzadikim. So, those who are with us on Monday nights and we're trying to study bitachon, we mustn't forget that actually we're davening for this every single day. The same chalkeinu imoyim lo'olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu, assure that we are also these tzadikim who are strong in their bitachon, because then we are zeicha also to v'hoyo Hashem mitachon.